I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, Josh Duhamel, Andy Cohen and John Mayer, a Taylor and Travis update, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper, Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, the Beckhams, and more. Let's get started. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this. Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast.
Hi, Du.
Hi, Ferris. How are you?
Doing fabulous today. How are you?
Just great. What's on my couch?
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Holy shit. Wait, no. What?
I'm going to literally fucking kill you. Clean that right now. Sorry. We have an emergency. Wait. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Where is that even coming from? I wasn't even
Your hand.
No.
You just ate chocolate.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm a little shaken up right now. We had a slight catastrophe in the newsroom. Ferris got chocolate all over my white sofa.
Let me just say.
And I had a meltdown. I'm not going to lie.
Listeners, I swear I really don't think it was me.
You were eating chocolate.
Yeah.
So
I was.
And it was where you were sitting.
I know. I just think big coincidence.
No.
But I apologize if really, truly.
I might have, I'm not kidding. I'm going to have an anxiety attack if you just don't admit that it was you.
All right, Du. It was me.
Okay. Now we can move on.
In the living room with the chocolate on the white couch from RH. By the way, I'm shaking.
You are?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm so scared right now.
Because I flipped out?
Yeah.
It was two big chocolate stains.
I know. No, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Let's move on.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. But. Ooh. Before we get started, I'd like to give a little PSA for all of the Reel and TikTok viewers on TikTok and Instagram who don't seem to understand the point of me posting clips from the podcast. So if you are a avid Do You listener, you could just skip right past this part. This is for the people who only watch the Reels and the TikToks and in the comments say things like, yes, girl, give us nothing, or you're giving us nothing, or what's the point of this? The point of this, for all of you Albert Einsteins out there, all you Thomas Edisons, all you founding fathers of online marketing, is so you listen to the podcast.
It's a teaser.
It's a teaser. I don't understand why people don't understand that. Now, if you listen to the podcast and you still want to say, yes, girl, give us nothing, fine. That's fine. But the point of the clips is so you listen to the episode or listen to the segment in the episode that the clip represents. Why am I saying this on the podcast? Because you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to make this into a reel because that's the only thing these people watch are the reels.
You're right, Annie. You're right. You're right. So yes, listeners, it's just a teaser.
Yes. So if you want to listen to the rest of the episode, Ferris, hit us with what we will be talking about this episode.
In today's episode, we will be talking about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, Josh Duhamel, John Mayer and Andy Cohen, Taylor and Travis Update, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper, Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, a segment on eavesdropping on celebrity conversations, and we're ending with the Beckhams.
In that order. If you want to listen to the rest of the episode, great. If not, please refrain from misinterpreting the reels and the TikToks as all of the information that is provided in the podcast. Also, I clearly state in the caption for the full episode link in bio. So what you see on social media is not the full episode. I mean, I can't even believe I have to spell this out, but I get so many comments about the reels and the TikToks.
Right. Think about it like you are on a boat, right? And you see the tip of an iceberg and you're like, oh, it's just the tip. There must be more underneath it. That's what the reel is. The reel is the tip of the iceberg. Everything else is underneath it.
I don't know if that was a Titanic reference or like a sexual reference.
It was a little bit of both, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's a good visual, right? We say the tip of the iceberg because it's what you see initially.
Exactly.
You have to look underneath to reveal the rest.
Exactly. And also, I think this would be a good time for me to just give a quick rundown of the things that are not discussed on any Demois platform. Because people were very frustrated with the fact that I didn't give more information about the Kim Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian situation last week. But there are certain things that I'm not going to discuss. And that includes a celebrity's sexuality. If that was not discussed by the celebrity themselves publicly, anything to do with anything that's legal, suing, being accused of something that's illegal, I try to stay away from that. Drugs, rehab, drug abuse.
Anything substance related.
Anything substance related. Won't touch that either unless the celebrity has publicly spoken about that themselves. Kids, I really try not to talk about kids under the age of 18, especially little kids.
Yeah, she's super careful about that. Even pictures that I find and I run past you, you're like, nope.
Right.
Even if it's like them shopping.
Right. But also, like, I won't talk about kids. Like the whole Kourtney and Kim situation, the children were brought up on the episode briefly, but I don't think it's my place to elaborate on that. So now you have an understanding of the things I won't discuss. If you still want to listen and read the content, just keep that in mind. Those are the boundaries that have been set. If you accept them, great. If you don't accept them, I don't give a shit. It is what it is. Okay. With that being said, I'd like to end this PSA with the following.
Tagliatelle, tagliatelle part.
Ciao.
That's how you say tagliatelle, which, by the way, is fucking fettuccine.
Yep.
It's basically the same thing. It's slightly different. People were appalled
and outraged
that I said tagliatelle.
Capicù.
Brujou. Mozzarella.
Brajo, Calamad,
Manigault.
Hey, I'm Italian. And with that,
okay,
can we discuss Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos' new project leak?
Yes.
Kelly Ripa, who you guys ask about often, and Mark Consuelos have a new project that I was alerted of. It hasn't been made public yet, but let me read to you guys a little rundown of what it's about. It's very interesting. Somebody tells me Kelly and Mark have an animated series in the works. A bit of a raunchy one because their animated characters keep fucking / taking their clothes off. It's still okay for TV like Bravo, but definitely was a bit much. We all know they love sex. The more interesting part is that their three kids are the other main characters. It's more interesting to learn about their personalities because we barely ever see them or hear from them. The whole show is kind of a reality show like The Kardashians mixed with a funny adult cartoon. This person continues, I'm not sure though if it fits what her audience would expect / want from her because it's definitely more raunchy and a lot of cursing compared to a relatively squeaky clean talk show personality. They say, quote, oh, and Kelly and Mark were definitely the ones voicing their own characters as well. Seems like the kids may voice their characters too, but don't know their voices, so can't say for sure. This person says that the project is under wraps, even though it's clearly a fully completed idea / project. It was kind of weird because it's their own voices for their cartoon characters getting it on. So I haven't heard about this project. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. You can let me know. It's really an interesting move for her and Mark, but I don't hate it.
No, I mean, I guess it's cute.
You're not into it. It's not something you would watch.
Absolutely not. But I think it's cool if like their kids' voices are in it. That's fun. It's like a family affair.
Okay. Moving on. What's next for us?
Josh Duhamel.
This is just a little quick update. Someone wrote in the Q&A that they saw an interview Josh Duhamel did on Saturday. In the interview, it was confirmed that there's a baby on the way. It's a boy and expected early next year. Just letting everyone know that this was actually a blind item. In June, someone had submitted a DM saying that Josh and his wife were expecting. So he is now confirmed.
And this is their first together, right?
Yes. He has a son. From
Fergie.
His previous relationship with Fergie, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
John Mayer and Andy Cohen.
Someone in the Q&A asked, why is everyone convinced Andy Cohen and John Mayer are secretly dating now? I will say that I received a influx of questions in the Q&A about John and Andy. I want you guys to know I saw them. I'm not ignoring you. So to answer this person's question, why is everyone convinced Andy Cohen and John Mayer are secretly dating now? It is because last week John was on Watch What Happens Live and John and Andy did this segment where they went back and forth and they talked about what they liked about each other as friends. Here's a clip.
You are so loyal. I love that.
Thank you. You are very caring to everyone around you.
I like how you express emotion.
Thank you. I love your bootleg Snoopy Louis Vuitton sweatshirt.
You too. I love your supple lips.
Thank you. I love your FaceTimes where you're laying in bed in a hotel room and you're bored.
I love your FaceTimes when you're laying in a hotel room and you're bored.
Okay.
I like the way you...
Okay, so that was just a clip. So that is what sparked everyone's fascination this week in John and Andy. There was a blind item, I'm not sure where it originated, that Andy Cohen and John were buying a house together. They were buying a property together. I can tell you on very good authority, that is not true.
I think people are just really interested in their friendship, like simply because of how close they are, number one, obviously. Number two, how long they've been friends. Three, how much we see them together, obviously. And I don't know. I mean, I think like that little game that Andy was playing kind of, it's obviously messing with people, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know.
They're being
Is it?
So overt. Yes.
Your supple lips. I mean,
Or
was he, they just so,
They're
or were they just so in the
another.
Moment that they were just telling the truth?
And no, I honestly think that they know that people suspect that they're dating / hooking up and they play it up.
Okay. Which,
because they can.
Right. Which, by the way, is something that celebrities do all the time. I've even said this about Britney Spears. she plays up shit on her Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. She knows what everyone's saying. You know, she knows what the headlines are saying. Of course. Knows what people are saying. And sometimes, you know, she's not stupid. She plays it up. So I do think that this is a very normal celebrity tactic. But people took it very seriously this time.
No, I think Andy's obviously a jokester. He's super sarcastic at times. And that's just how he is. It's his personality. It's his way.
Okay. They're best friends, obviously.
They're besties. Forget the resties.
Soulmates.
Yeah.
In a friend way.
Yeah. And guess what? Even if they are hooking up, who cares? It's none of our business.
Okay. What's next?
So the next thing we're going to talk about today is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce updates.
First, let's talk about Travis's birthday, which was last Thursday. A lot of headlines came out on the day because there were paparazzi pictures of him grabbing cigars at a gas station. So the headlines read, Travis Kelce celebrated his birthday without Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce looks glum celebrating his birthday without Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce enjoys birthday dinner with pals. Travis Kelce's lonely birthday brightened up by blonde, but it's not Taylor Swift. So because the paparazzi got this picture of Travis alone, the news media was able to write headlines that stated that he was alone on his birthday, because that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I often tell people to read beyond the headlines. That's something that's advice I always give. But the second thing you guys need to do is read how it's worded and read in the context in which they're presenting it, right? So they're presenting a picture of him alone. So it's totally valid for them to write an article saying he was alone on his birthday.
Right.
I received pretty reliable intel that she was there.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear this intel. That's the
That's you just the really built that up for a second. I just got really excited.
You sound like the comments.
I know.
Give
sorry.
Us nothing.
Okay.
Give us nothing, girl. That's what they always. That's what they tell me.
So that's pretty much it. You just had.
So that's That's basically it. Was that she was there? People did track her jet. I didn't realize that the general public didn't know that the tracking of celebrity private jets was a thing.
I didn't either.
Well, people were really surprised that I had posted that someone was tracking her jet. I don't track the jets. I don't even know how to do it.
I have no
idea. And I'm certainly not going to, you know, expose how to do it, but there is a way. There's ways that people can track celebrity airplanes.
It's really weird.
Yeah, they do it with Kylie too. Same thing with Kylie. So before Thursday, people were telling me that she was going to be in Kansas City for Travis's birthday based on whatever aviation information that they were able to receive.
Right. And I think some news outlets also talked about how people saw her arriving at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey or leaving her apartment.
Right. Right. But nobody saw her in Kansas City, which is why, like I said, these outlets were able to base headlines off a paparazzi picture of Travis Kelce alone.
Mm-hmm.
So this week I received confirmation she was there. It was a low key situation. Somebody else messaged me. And I have to say, like, shout out to the people of Kansas City and Minnesota. Is that like the Midwest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you can
shout
consider,
out to
yeah.
the people of Midwest. They give you details.
Keen eyes.
Not only keen eyes, but they tell you how they know something. They give you the detail. I mean, they might be the best sources I have thus far of running this account.
Yeah.
They are detail-oriented information tellers.
And if there's one thing you love to do, it's a detail-oriented person.
That is true, Ferris. That is true. This person says, I live in Kansas City and tried to get pizza from Fortunati Pizza on Friday. They said they were out of crust. But we later found out that allegedly Taylor and Travis rented the place out and or they bought all their pizzas on Friday.
Okay. At a big pizza party.
Right. Out of crust.
Out of crust?
Like, how does it?
That wouldn't be crust,
dough.
First of all. That'd be dough.
Dough. I mean, isn't that just flour and egg and?
And water.
And water.
And I'm sorry. Excuse me. Can you go back and say the name of that restaurant one more time?
No. Are you trying to?
I want
to fuck with my Italian?
Yep.
Fortunati.
Fortunati.
Fortunati. Shout out to Fortunati Pizza in Kansas City. So besides the confirmation that I received after the fact that she was in fact there, this person is saying that allegedly there was a pizza party. Now, as far as the game on Sunday, the reason I was getting such conflicting intel is because she was scheduled to attend with Brittany. With Brittany Mahomes.
Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah. And she, I guess, at the last minute, or maybe the day before, yeah, had something else to do or decided not to go. So she was intended to be there. And I think that rumor was circulating, which is why I had people at the game or people that knew people at the game telling me she was supposed to be there. Somebody said one of the heads of the suites said that if Taylor was there, he wouldn't be surprised. He was hinting around that she was there, but wouldn't come out and say it. But he did confirm that Donna Kelsey was there and nobody saw her.
Okay.
The point is, I don't think Taylor was there. I know, again, everyone's going to say, we already knew that. Like, everyone's telling you that. I think she was intended to be there, didn't attend. That being said, I think that there will be a lot of opportunities to see Taylor and Travis potentially together out in the public, heard other games very, very soon. And she's not hiding and they are dating. Like, I know, again, like, hello, Caps and Obvious. Like, obviously they're dating. But I'm saying, like, it is being referred to that in the inner circles. Like, they are dating.
Yes. And I think since she's been making so many, or I should say so many frequent trips. I mean, two times at this point, right? She's been out there.
To Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just looked up that the Chiefs are playing this Thursday night.
Yeah, she's supposed to be there.
In KC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there we go. We'll see them on Thursday.
Right. Well, maybe not. Maybe she is instructing the NFL to not put her
on camera.
On camera. And I said this, and, you know, I think a lot of people realize it as well. And I know a lot of longtime Swifties messaged me on the side and said, if Taylor wants to not be seen, she won't be seen. Additionally, I had someone else who I was having a discussion with about this say that she is very, very aware of the narrative that's going on right now. So she's laying low on purpose.
I like that choice, actually, because number one, I mean, this might sound silly, but I feel as if she could be posed, or she may be thinking she can be posed a little bit as a distraction to the game.
Oh, if they lose and she's at the game and she's
backlash,
all over.
Forget it.
The TV, they're going to, you know, the fans will blame her.
Exactly. So I think that's a smart move if that's really truly what she's doing. And to protect her own peace. I mean, I know when she was, you know, at MetLife, a lot of people were there waiting to see her. People that weren't even going to the game, just Swifties, fans.
The Jets tickets, I heard, because I had a family member who could have bought them for like something like $60 before it was announced she was going to be there, told me that the price tripled when word got out that she was going to be there. So
right. And you could just show up at these games. I mean, at least at MetLife, I know for sure. You can just tailgate in the parking lot, pay your $40. Like, you don't have to be going to the game.
Yeah, but she's not tailgating, so why would they?
No, but just people trying to get close to the stadium, even if they're not going to the game. Let's close the door on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next topic is all about Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper rumors.
Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Roe to help them lose weight. Roe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Roe's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to leave home.
Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to roe.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. Okay, so the paparazzi caught Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper last week out to dinner. They had a third dinner companion, it looked like, in the paparazzi photos. So everyone didn't know whether or not it was just a friendly dinner or if it was a date. In fact, some of the headlines called it a dinner outing.
Because a dinner appointment.
Because I think they didn't know. I think that probably reps for Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid weren't getting back to publications with a request for comment. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know whether it was a date or a dinner outing. Now cut to Sunday, paparazzi caught them in the same car looking like they were coming back from a weekend getaway together because she had like an overnight bag with her.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they go? Where do you think they went?
I think they went to Pennsylvania.
No. They didn't.
Where did they go?
Somebody told me in the Q&A, Cooper and Hadid were in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, and stayed at Taylor Swift's house. I obviously immediately messaged this person and said, how do you know that? And they did tell me how they knew. Again, everyone's going to get frustrated. Yes, give me nothing, girl. But I'm not going to say because it has to do with somebody's job.
Okay, but wait, pause. Rewind. You said Taylor Swift's house?
Yeah.
How many properties does this chick have?
A lot. And she's very generous with them.
Apparently.
Yeah, I want to be Taylor's friend, right?
Me too.
So, again, the source has very good reason to believe that they were at Taylor's house, which to me definitely sounds like dating.
Yeah.
Right. So I asked someone, this person says, quote, I heard that they have been hanging out / hooking up for a few weeks. I'm not surprised with Bradley. He loves younger girls and it was only a matter of time he dated a younger model once Arena started dating Tom. Arena and Bradley are so toxic with each other, like Angelina / Brad and Megan Fox / Machine Gun Kelly level. I know Gigi, since breaking up with Zayn, wants to date guys a little older / mature for stability. I have news for Gigi Hadid. It doesn't matter the age.
Oh, you're giving like your sage dating advice right now?
No, I hate dating advice and I actually don't approve of people giving dating advice on the internet because what the fuck do we know? You know what I mean?
No one knows.
Who's an expert dater? No one knows shit.
No one knows shit.
We're all just trying our best.
We are.
So I'm just giving her my experience,
which is, I mean, and you are definitely not, as you always say, not an ageist. Like I know for a fact, like your dating age spectrum is wide, right?
What are
you cast
to say?
A wide net.
You're trying to
I'm
say
saying.
I'm a cougar.
No, I'm saying you don't age discriminate.
Right. But you really wanted to say I'm a cougar.
If you want to. Do you want to be a cougar?
You don't ask someone if they want to be a cougar.
Do you want to be recognized as a cougar?
No.
Okay.
I'm not anymore, actually.
But the point is, it was supposed to be a compliment. God. Is that you are somebody who can give Gigi this wise advice because of your experiences with different age aged people.
Right.
Go ahead.
And you're saying I'm old.
just kidding.
The point being, it doesn't matter the age.
Right. They're all
the same. They're all the same.
Right.
Bradley Cooper. Who else was she dating? Cole Bennett. She was linked to Cole Bennett a couple weeks ago. You know, Gigi is someone who likes to go out and have fun. There is a video that sticks in my mind. It was of Gigi and Leonardo DiCaprio very early on when their whatever relationship they had. I don't even know what it was. I still don't know what it was to this day. I always thought it was more like friends with benefits. This video was of them hanging out at a bar, club. It was sent to me by someone, and it wasn't sent to me, I don't think, by the person who owned the video or took the video. So I usually don't like to post content unless it's sent to me directly from the person who owns it. So I never posted it. But it was a video of her and Leo. She is sitting next to him. He is in his usual like black hat, black uniform. Hoodie. Yeah, in his
Leo uniform.
And she's next to him at this club, like dancing, having such a good time. I think she was like Baby One More Time was playing, and he was just sitting there like a bump on a log. So my point is, like, she likes to go out, have fun, date around. She's single. Who knows? She could be seen with somebody new next week.
Right. She needs a high energy.
Exactly. Do we think B Coops is that person? I don't know. Not really. I feel like he takes himself too seriously.
Okay, I don't think that, but I also think, I mean, I think he should take himself seriously. I mean, he's a really good actor and musician.
I heard he can kind of be an asshole.
I'm sure. So can I.
Right.
So can you. Okay. Topic number 5. Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield.
Okay, everyone is dying to know if these...
Dying.
Keep it together in the newsroom, Ferris, please.
Sorry.
Everyone is dying to know if these two are dating.
Papers are flying everywhere. The very private Andrew Garfield.
It's like
crushing on Florence Pugh. Yeah, it's like, come on, dude, come on now. I got a hot one coming on, man. Trail number one. Here you go. That's my 1930s. Page boy that's, newsroom.
That's what it's like in
impression.
Here. That is literally what it's like in here. Is right. It not? Right. It kind of is. Hot off the presses.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
I mean, oh. Our Andrew Garfield and Flo dating. Everyone wants them to be. And it was printed in The Sun today that she broke up with her boyfriend, Charlie Gooch, who she's been with, I think, since the beginning of the year. Definitely since she's broken up with Zach Braff.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is loving the wife swap, as they call it. they meaning the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zach is dating Alyssa Miller, who used to date Andrew Garfield.
Oh.
And Andrew Garfield is... potentially dating Florence, who used to date Zach.
Wife swap.
So they're like, what's wife going on swap. With this wife swap?
They're cute. I saw there was a picture or a video or something, right?
Yeah.
Somebody posted a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody says, quote, I really don't think they are dating. I wouldn't be surprised if they have hooked up at some point, but Flo is good at keeping things as friends, even when she's hooked up with someone. Plus, she knows she's going to be in the middle of nowhere filming as soon as the strike is over for Marvel. Andrew is rumored to have signed a contract with Valentino. Could be just a red carpet agreement or could be bigger like Flo's campaigns. Also, this person pointed out that they know how to play it up on the red carpet for their upcoming movie.
Oh, of course. That's right. Part of the job.
That's part of the job. Exactly. Wait, who are we just... talking about doing this. Oh, Andy and John.
They know what to do.
They know that we know that you know that they know
that everyone knows.
Yeah. Do you know what that's from?
Wait, I do.
They know that we know. I'm quoting it wrong. They know that we know that you know. They know, but we also know, is what I'm trying to say. It's from Friends.
Oh.
They know that we know.
That's funny. But yes, exactly that.
Right. So in conclusion, I'm going to go with what this source is saying. I don't think that they are dating. Maybe they hooked up. That's why their chemistry is so palpable on the red carpet. They are flirty. We've seen the videos. We've seen the pictures. She's going to be filming for Marvel very soon. As soon as the strike is over, she's out of here. And we know what happens on set stays on set. Who knows? Right. Maybe she'll have an on-set romance. Maybe. I don't know who's in this movie. I'm sure you guys do. Who knows what's next for her? But if she broke up with Gooch, she's a free agent.
So true. Go flow.
Okay, what? What's next?
I'm really interested in this next segment about eavesdropping on celebrity conversations.
Okay, I need to take the temperature in the room on this topic and get everyone's thoughts. There's been a lot of instances where you guys have been in close proximity to celebrities and you've heard them loudly speaking either about something in their lives or other celebrities. For example, and I didn't post this in sightings because I was like, I don't know, like, should I or shouldn't I? Like,
meaning like, is it too far?
I don't know. I think if it's something like innocent, it's fine. But this, I didn't know. I thought it was kind of like spicy. I'm going to read it to you guys. This person says, and they sent a picture as proof. I'm dying. I'm sitting next to Chelsea Handler. Her and her posse can't stop talking about Travis and Taylor. Chelsea is trashing Travis's style and talking about Taylor wanting to desperately be in love. She's also discussing Kylie and Timothy and how Chris is curating every relationship in that family.
Whoa.
But it's Chelsea Handler.
I was going to just say, though, she's
so outspoken.
That's her thing.
She'd probably say this to these people's faces.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. It's her thing. It's her take. That's fine. This was something that I was like, maybe I shouldn't post it. Maybe I should just read it so we could talk about it. There's been many other instances in the past of you guys overhearing celebrities. One very infamous one that you guys will remember is somebody heard Sebastian Stan on his cell phone on the streets of New York City. I don't know if he was yelling into his phone. He was upset. He was agitated. They sent in a sighting and they described the scenario that he was agitated. He was yelling. One of his friends saw it and messaged him and was like, hey, dude, like, everything okay? And he was like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? And I guess they showed him the sighting and Sebastian was like, what the fuck? This is so crazy. I've talked about this before. What the fuck? This is so crazy. And he talked about it on a podcast. And obviously, you guys are so wonderful. Anytime you hear the account's name brought up on a podcast, you let me know. I mean, literally anytime. Did you know that, Ferris?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but
I get alerts from the people. Like, anytime Demois is brought up on a podcast, they'll be like, you were mentioned.
Well, I mean, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, but you only listen to the same podcast. Like, these people that are out there in the world listen to podcasts you probably didn't even know existed.
There's many a podcast out there, yeah.
So they like to let me know. So this was one of those instances to which I said it was the streets of New York City. Fair game.
Yeah, no, there's no, I don't think there's any harm in going back to your original question in something like that.
Right. But what about if it's in a restaurant like this Chelsea Handler situation? No. I will say that there was another submission. Again, yes, girl, give us nothing. I didn't post it. I can't tell you what it's about. Because it's so sensitive that I can't believe this celebrity was in a very popular restaurant in New York City talking about something that is going on in their lives so publicly right now. Like, maybe you guys can guess. This is one of the top news stories of this past month. And this person was in a restaurant talking very loudly about the situation.
Well, there you go. I think that's like, the point. You're speaking loudly.
Don't do it.
It's fair game. It's not like you're sitting in a private room.
Right.
That's a different story.
Right.
It's not like the person that heard it, even if they were in a private room, that would be like them, oh, let me like stand by the door of this private room and try to listen to what they're saying.
Right. You're not like putting the glass up to the door and like listening.
Like, you're sitting right next to these people. Right. Like, what are you going to turn your ears off?
Like, exactly. Well, earmuffs, I mean,
earmuffs. So I don't want to hear. No, you can't.
I guess the alternative is to not tell me.
That's
not,
true.
For me not to post it.
That's true.
I will say for that last instance that I just referred to, I couldn't post it. It would have ruined this fucking person. Ooh. And the situation.
Yikes.
But it's like, dude,
don't
put a muzzle on it.
Put a muzzle on it. Where was, can you say where it was?
I feel like if I say where it was, this person, if this person hears.
Which city?
New
LA?
York. It was New York. In New York. At a very popular restaurant in New York. The tables are pretty close together. Okay. It's not like spread out. They
small downtown?
No, it was uptown.
Oh, wow.
Very popular celebrity hotspot, uptown. And this celebrity who's going through something very publicly was talking very loudly. And what he was saying has not been revealed.
Oh, dear.
I haven't even guessed. I haven't even seen like rumors about what he was discussing. I haven't even seen anything that he was disclosing so loudly talked about the situation. So I was in shock and I was like, I have to just put this one in the vault. It's not worth it to me.
God, your integrity, man. Top-notch integrity. Okay. So do you have any other good eavesdropping combo stories?
Yeah, I have one that I witnessed firsthand. Seth Rogen and his wife and a table of people talking about, this is lighthearted, talking about casting and TV shows and what they were watching. And I heard them mention Busy Phillips, not in a bad way, just like, oh, didn't Busy go out for that or... Is Busy in that or was Busy supposed to be in that? Like something like that. But yeah.
Cute.
And they were talking loud and I wasn't at the table next to them.
Oh, was this at Tower Bar?
Yeah. Mm. I was far away.
Crazy. Uh-huh. And he has like a really distinct, loudish voice.
Exactly.
But it's also so hard to hear in there when it's super busy.
It wasn't super busy. It was lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah. See, well. There you have it, folks. It's okay if you hear. It's okay if you take the earmuffs off, everybody.
So let me know what you guys think. Do you want the eavesdropping stories to keep coming? Or maybe I just have to use my judgment on the ones that shouldn't be publicly. Yeah,
I like the latter. I think it's fun to kind of get a little sneak peek into what
they're talking about.
What they're talking about. Okay, great. So last topic of the day is all about the Beckhams.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food. With whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada.
Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Okay, so I haven't watched the entire series on Netflix about the Beckhams. I've seen clips. We watched a little bit of it this afternoon. But I have received a lot of questions and a few submissions about David Beckham and the cheating allegations that have surrounded him and his marriage for many, many, many years.
Right.
And this isn't new to me. I mean, as long as I've had the account, I've received messages about David Beckham's alleged affairs. In the series, they address it, but they don't really address it.
Right. So there was a whole part of, I believe, the last episode that was released on Netflix in the series so far. I'm not sure if more episodes are being released, but the interviewer or the person who was taping was asking David about his tenure with Real Madrid and how he allegedly was having an affair. And he said, David said, quote, "There were some horrible stories that were difficult to deal with. It was the first time that me and Victoria had been put under that kind of pressure in our marriage." And Victoria chimed in and said, "It was the hardest period for us because I felt like the world was against us. Here's the thing. We were against each other, if I'm being completely honest. Up until Madrid, sometimes it felt like us against everybody else, but we were together. We were connected. We had each other. But when we were in Spain, it didn't really feel like we had each other either. And that's sad." And David kind of, I'm skipping over a lot of the conversation, but he did say later on that, you know, things went from 0 to 60 for him. These are my words. And he said, "I get sold overnight to Real Madrid. The next minute I'm in a city, I don't speak the language. More importantly, I didn't have my family." So that's really what I got from that part of the episode of him talking about that. Like, it was just a whirlwind for him, a whirlwind for the family. The rumors came out, and he didn't talk about it. He didn't like confirm nor deny that things were happening. They asked, "Oh, how'd you guys survive this?" And he said, "I don't know. I don't know how we got through it. Victoria is everything to me. We're fighters. This is, you know, we wanted to fight for our family." And Victoria chimed in at the end and said, "Did I resent David? If I'm being totally honest, yes, I did." So it seemed like it was a really, really contentious time for the two of them. They made the decision to stick with one another for the family, for each other as well. But that's what it seemed like to me. That's what I got from it, that they didn't quite want to spill the beans completely as to what
they
really
were teasing.
Happened.
They were teasing. People will speculate now. And right. Now everyone's asking, like, is he really a cheater? Did he have multiple affairs? One of the women who was caught in the crossfires was Rebecca Luz. Somebody messaged me and they said the Rebecca Luz affair was released as trade-off with the media. The media had an even worse story about the Beckhams that was due to be released, but would have completely destroyed their brand. Not sure if it's something you'd be able to post about, but I'm happy to share. It's pretty bad. Wow. I have no idea. I don't want to know. And this person hasn't responded. I don't want to know, but I can't even imagine what it could be. Those two seem like the British version of like American sweethearts.
Like
to me.
Indestructible.
A solid family unit. Like, yeah, okay, so he allegedly had affairs. I mean, big fucking deal at this point.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. But we were also talking about off air that like he is seems like such a great father.
Such a great father.
Dedicated to the family in so many ways. And even when he was talking, like he was talking about, oh, this is our private life. You know, we needed to fight for each other, saying things like that. And I believed him. I believe him.
Right. And I did get a lot of messages, and I have received a lot of messages about David Beckham over the past 3 years, and they all echo the same sentiment. He's a gem of a human, generous, kind, polite. Everyone says the same thing. Somebody else messaged me. This is going back to when I first started the account in 2020. There were a lot of David Beckham submissions that he's great in bed. That's
I don't doubt that for one second.
This person also said, and this was back in 2020, and I've heard this a couple of times now, allegedly he and Victoria have an open marriage or an understanding, which
also would totally make sense.
Right. And if that's what works for you, that's fine. Somebody else has said David Beckham basically lives a double life. He has several cell phones and security slash team knows about it. Victoria is lovely, but serious, similar to what you would think. Cautious of those around her, but if she trusts you, she's a beautiful person who will talk to you and genuinely care. David is very nice. They are both great parents, just live separate lives a lot of the time. And that's what I've heard a lot. Somebody else says both of them have extramarital relationships that never get out. Apparently, he currently has a side relationship in Miami and she has a thing going on with somebody in the fashion industry. Not to say that they definitely don't love each other as much as they do. Clearly, they do have a great relationship between them, but there is more going on there for sure. Whatever works, I guess. Again, this is all alleged information. I do not have any proof from anyone that any of this is going on. This is just the word on the corner.
Hearsay, right.
As they say.
Right.
But I don't know. Is where there's smoke, there's fire? Who knows? Somebody else says David Beckham dyes his eyebrows.
Cool.
I just threw that in there.
Good. Good eyebrows are important. I need to get my eyebrows done. David Beckham can give me some sort of a recommendation.
There was also another submission from many years ago that alleged that David Beckham and Adriana Lima had hooked up on a boat.
I'm on a boat. Remember that?
No.
Oh, man.
No. Also, there were rumors. This was more widely known about him and Charlize Theron. Those were also denied. I think it was in the press. I didn't see it. If you Google it, I don't think you could find big media outlets that reported on it. It's more like small blogs that I've seen. But it was denied by her, I believe, or both parties. But that was also another rumor going around.
Their lives are crazy. They've moved 1,000 bajillion times.
They have. And they have a great family. They seem like great parents.
Yeah.
Which I think is the number one most important point we should take from this.
Mm-hmm.
Great parents.
Kids first.
Whatever relationship they have, that works for them.
Right.
Rumors are rumors. So in conclusion, he's a family man.
Yeah.
And actually, one of my favorite messages is from somebody who said that they allegedly knew someone who had hooked up with him. And this person said he was the most perfect human, nice, a gentleman, amazing in bed. And it's been hard for this person to find a man since David Beckham because he raised the bar that high for this person.
Can I get an amen?
Woo! So, you know, whatever works for their relationship.
Right. If it works, it works.
I think they addressed it as much as they're going to address it.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone else can just fill in the blanks and speculate, which they will, because when you put that out there, people are going to be.
Right. Well, maybe they want that. Maybe that's all part of the.
It's all part of the strategy. Now that's PR.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves to talk about PR relationships.
That's PR.
That's strategic discourse right there. That's right. Okay, you guys, thank you for joining us
this week.
It's been a wild ride. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.